This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Hello, we're here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Every other Saturday, join us for some weekend listening while we kick back and get more happier with a little bit of a looser vibe. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Gretch.
Today, we'll talk about yet another lesson from the Real Housewives because there's just so much to learn, and we'll share a great example of happiness in action. But first, something making us more happier. Elizabeth, what is making you more happier?
Yeah, Gretch, so what's making me happier is something super practical, which is blocking spam from my cell phone.
Okay.
So a while back, I started unsubscribing from everything that came to me that was spam. But what I realized is that, yes, you can unsubscribe from things you've signed up for, whether on purpose or not on purpose, and they will stop sending you things. But if you unsubscribe on actual spam, it doesn't necessarily work. And in fact, it seems to me like it makes it worse. Somebody told me it's because it shows that you're an actual person. So then they send you more. But mom showed me that you can just block the sender. So you're not unsubscribing. You're blocking the email address. And so I have been doing that, and it works. I'm actually getting less spam.
So the fact is, by unsubscribing, you were just indicating, hey, there's somebody at the other end of this email who's checking her email, whereas now you just block it. So, and I guess, you know, market is junk or spam, same thing, where it's like you're not unsubscribing, you're sort of stopping it at your inbox instead of going into what they're sending you. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And then also I realized you can do the same thing on cell phone spam. So if I'm getting texts that are spam, I mark as junk or whatever. I can't remember exactly what it's called. So all over the place, I'm just cutting down on my spam, which is really necessary because I was getting to the point where I would miss actual emails because I would have 40 spam emails in a row.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was out of control.
And do you feel like it really is working?
Yes, it is absolutely working. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not getting any, but I feel like I'm getting less and less. It works shockingly well.
Okay, that is great. Okay, that is making you happier. That's going to make me happier too, because I sometimes do that, but only sometimes I do one thing, sometimes I do another. Now I'm going to specifically do that. So that's good.
Yeah, so my advice is don't unsubscribe unless it's something you actually subscribe to. A store, a service, whatever.
A newsletter.
Just block.
Excellent. Okay, that's a happiness booster.
What's making you more happier?
Okay, well, so this is, I'm trying to live up to my own principles. So I just hit the anniversary of Life in Five Senses, my most recent book. Now the paperback is coming out on April 30th. But one of the things, you know, Elizabeth, we've talked about this. It's like, it's so easy to constantly move forward and to think about the to-do list and like thinking about what you haven't done or what you need to do and not mark milestones or not give ourselves the ta-da. And I realized that I could give myself a ta-da because by looking at the photos in my phone for a year ago, there are all these things I'm like, oh, I remember doing that event, or I remember going to that bookstore. And it's so fun. But I had to say to myself, okay, go back. Mm-hmm. It's the anniversary. Refresh your mind about all the things that happened back then. And it really, well, first of all, you know, I have my whole thing about how I don't remember anything that happened to me. So I was like, I do remember things that happened to me. I had forgotten that I remembered all these little adventures that I had just a year ago. So that was fun. And it also was just like, for as a writer, it's a huge milestone when a book comes out. And I was like, oh, yes, here it is. Here's that funny picture that I took with Barnaby. Or like, here's this funny picture. Jamie did this thing where he took stacks of my hardback and like did it so he could do push-ups, you know, like higher push-ups.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's and hysterical.
It was just silly. And I'd forgotten all about it. But because I was like, oh, I'm going to go back and celebrate this milestone. So it made me happier to look back on all that. And it got me psyched up for my paperback. So that's fun.
Gretch, I'm remembering your word of the year last year was wave, because your book was coming out.
Yes.
I mean, one reason was your book was coming out and you were going to be going on tour and waving, yes, saying hello to people.
Yes. That was one of my favorite one word themes ever, I have to say. I really loved that. Yeah.
I love that one too, because I love that painting.
Yeah. If anybody wants to learn more about the book, Elizabeth, you gave me the mug. Pre-order early and often. Mm-hmm. You can still pre-order the paperback. HappierCast.com/5Senses.
Yes, I pre-ordered mine, Gretch, of course.
Oh, you're
always
such a good sister.
Always.
And I just drank out of my mug this morning, so I was thinking of you with my mug.
Okay, coming up, I have a happiness lesson from the Real Housewives. But first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Gretchen.
Elizabeth, I'm beginning to see why you love The Real Housewives, because for you, it's just this unending source of inspiration and ideas and insights. So what's the latest thing that you've gleaned, and from which Real Housewives franchise does it come?
Okay, this is from The Real Housewives of New York, new version. They've got a whole new cast now.
All right.
And one of the people in the cast is a woman named Jenna Lyons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in case people don't know who Jenna Lyons is, I will just read a little description of her. Jenna Lyons is an American fashion designer, businesswoman, and television personality. She was the executive creative director and president of J. Crew from 2010 to 2017. Mm. So that is really what Jenna Lyons is known for, is mm-hmm. she really led J. Crew when it was, I would say, at its height, or one of the periods when it was at its height. She is mm-hmm. beloved for J. Crew. And she is super cool, and she is one of the new housewives. And the lesson from her is the power of having your own style.
Ah.
So she is known for wearing jeans almost all the time, with some sort of either a button-down top or a blazer or a t-shirt. But the big thing is that she always wears jeans, and she has very distinctive glasses, usually very big, bold glasses. And her style is just so her, and it gives her not just this, but it's an element of what gives her so much presence and charisma and sort of what I guess the kids would call riz. She just seems cool.
This is interesting, though, because I would think that all of the Real Housewives are aiming to have a personal style. Is it that hers is just stands out among all of those, or they're... Are they not all trying to do that? What makes her different?
Well, I think they are, but I think that a lot of times, many of us are guilty of this, is it's looking for a style that's more just in fashion, right?
So
housewives, they will just wear labels or, you know, wear what's trendy, whereas Jenna Lyons is like, this looks good on me, and I'm wearing it. I liken it to Anna Wintour and her haircut.
Right.
Anna Wintour said, I like this bangs bob look, and I am just sticking with it.
Right.
And of course, now it's such a signature. But I think Jenna Lyons feels good in what she wears. And it's just because she wears jeans, that's not to say she doesn't immensely care about clothes and what she wears. She loves clothes. She loves her outfits.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it's a confidence, I think, in dressing the way you want to dress. I have a friend who has a very preppy style. And it's just like, because it's so her... It just, she always looks sort of effortlessly chic, even though preppy may not be where everybody's going at the moment.
Right.
It looks good on her and she always looks great. Whereas I might be trying to chase what are people wearing? What should I be wearing? And it just doesn't come off the same.
So how does a person have their own style?
Well, I mean, Gretch, that is the ultimate question, isn't it? I mean, if I knew that, you'd be talking about how stylish I am. I do spend time thinking about this. Because, of course, what do I want to do now? I want to just copy Jenna Lyons and wear jeans and a button-down or a blazer. But, I mean, that is like her style.
Okay, so here's a related thing, I think. Okay. Sometimes you just have to know that something is not your style. And just as much as people try to shove you into it, stand your ground. And for me, it is the blazer. I am like, I cannot wear a blazer. People are like, oh, what about this blazer? What about that blazer? People are always getting it. You wear blazers. Everybody wears blazers. And they're constantly trying to convince me to wear blazers. And I'm like, I will look like an insurance salesman. You will say, where is your badge? They just look terrible on me. And I feel terrible in them. I mean, even if there was one that happened to look good, I would be like, I don't like a blazer. And the fact is, they really do not look good on me. And so at least, even if I don't have a personal style, I have like, I know where not to go.
Your don'ts.
Don't wear a blazer. You look good in a blazer. I
do
not look good in
a blazer. The funny thing about that is that you are someone who you would think would love a blazer because you're always cold.
Yes.
So you would. I would think you'd be wearing blazers all the time.
Except I look terrible in blazers.
Yeah, I can't remember one time that I've ever seen you in a blazer.
I will put on a blazer and you will say, yes, Gretchen, I understand. You're deep inside into your own.
I really want to see you. Okay, next time you're here, you can put on one of my blazers and we'll post a photo.
Of course, we all want to have a positive style, but what do we call the thing that you have to steer away from?
Yeah, you're not a style phobia, but you're...
Right, you're like your anti-style or something. Now, I have a friend where like I saw her wearing jeans and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I realized I have literally never seen you wear jeans before in like 15 years. And she looked fine in them. And I don't know why she just doesn't like jeans very much, but she had them. But you realize like people definitely do have the things that they wear and they don't wear. So this is the quest for you, which is how to have your own style.
Yes. Okay. And by the way, if anyone listening is a stylist or is very fashionable and has an idea about like how one goes about figuring this out, I would love to hear it.
Well, your glasses, you do wear a certain, you wear these kind of frames and these glasses and that's part of your style.
That's true. Partly, sometimes I think maybe I'll just start wearing all black all the time, but that just, I don't know. That is so basic. That's not original.
Yeah.
Last summer, I was like, I'm going to wear white all the time. And I wore it like four times. But it's figuring out what brings you that extra oomph, you know, not just what you're going to wear, but what is going to give you that confidence, you know, and make people kind of respond.
I do admire it when people can really commit to a bit, like the haircut, a major statement. There's the people that only wear like green all the time. Like there's some person in New York City who's like the green lady and she wears head to toe green all the time. And but I'm like, that's more dedicated than I want to be. My friend Kim Scott, who wrote Radical Candor, she wears an orange sweater, jeans, and either tennis shoes or hiking boots all the time. All the time. And she has orange sweaters specially made for her. And like, I go online and look, and you will see that she wears that all the time. And she was at some place, and they're like, well, you, to be a speaker here, you really need to dress more professionally. And she's like, well, I won't do it. So either you can have me come as I am, because this is what I wear, or I'm not going to do it. And they were like, oh, okay, fine.
Amazing. Well, and Gretch, I want to have one more side note that another style thing from another housewife of the old Real Housewives of New York is Luann, who always wore a statement necklace. And she is known for wearing statement necklaces. Okay. Again, I'm not a statement necklace person. No. That's not going to work for me.
But maybe we express ourselves all the time through our writing. And so we don't, it is not so important how we dress or with our style.
I would like to think that, but I don't know.
You still like to have a style. You'd like to have a style.
Okay. You want to have a style.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a journey.
It's a journey.
Okay, Gretch, what is this week's spotlight on a tool?
Oh, I love this tool. Okay. Now, Mother's Day is coming up, so a lot of people are thinking about getting gifts for a mother in their life. So I have this quiz, which is so fun. If you go to happiercast.com/quiz, most of my quizzes are self-knowledge quizzes. This is trying to figure out someone else. Mm. So you take it if you're trying to figure out what kind of gift to buy for someone. And so you do it with somebody in mind. And then it tells you whether the person is an easy to please, a tried and true, an enthusiast, or a connoisseur. And that will really help you generate the right kind of choice. And what's funny is you think, why would giving you direction make it easier to generate ideas? But funnily enough, because you're like, it's easier to think of anything than to think of something in a category. But you know how it is often, you are spurred to have ideas. And then the quiz itself gives you examples of the kind of thing that all those different kinds of gift recipients tend to like. So this is really, I think this is a really fun quiz. It's happiercast.com/quiz. And I have to say it has made gift giving easier for me because I know the type of thing that a person wants.
Yes. Like Adam, my husband, is a connoisseur.
Yes.
I'm an easy to please.
Yes. I love buying for an easy to please.
Yes.
Yeah. For it's the thought that counts with an easy to please.
Yes. Yeah.
And the customization.
I do love anything customized. It is ridiculous how much pleasure I get from monograms.
Well, that's a good teaser. Coming up, we are going to have a Happier in Action segment that features a monogram.
Yes, but first this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Gretchen, when I started my career, therapy really helped me work through all of my stresses so that I was able to concentrate at work and do a good job.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GretchenRubin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GretchenRubin. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier.
And now for a segment on Happier in Action. We have been talking a lot about card and letter writing because I have partnered with Paper Source for the month of April, because April is National Card and Letter Writing Month, and also because of Write 24 and 24. And we've heard from a lot of people who have been using their 2 to 4 minutes or their 24 minutes to write cards or letters. It's a super fun thing to do. It's a great way to connect with other people. It's a great way to have everyday creativity. And we got this wonderful note about that.
Yes. So this comes from my best friend, Mindy, who is a real Paper Source fan. So she was like, yes, I have to tell you my Paper Source story,
yeah,
which I knew, but I had forgotten. And it's a beautiful story. So I will read you Mindy's letter to us. She said, when Josh and I fell in love, I was in the habit of making my own stationery, essentially buying different colored cardstock and a bunch of fun stamps / inks from Paper Source. They were not fancy or fussy, and I loved doing it and sending people specific notes on my homemade stationery. Fast forward to when Josh decided he was going to propose. He took himself down to the plaza. I had no idea about any of this and went to Paper Source. He bought 4 stamps, MSW, and a really pretty rose stamp. When he proposed, he opened up a box with those stamps in it with my new initials and asked me to marry him. I ended up framing these, and it's been in our bedroom for the last now 20 years. Pretty great, and I thought this was so fitting for your month and your partnership with Paper Source. So her new initials were MSW, his Wilson being the last name, and it was just such a beautiful story, Gretch.
Well, and I thought this was so original. I've never heard of anybody doing this. And it was so perfect for her since she was like so into the stamps.
Yes.
So she sent us a picture of it. I'll post the photo in the show notes because it's really fun to see how she put it in a frame with the rose at the top and the MSW spelling it out. So then it's a beautiful keepsake as well.
What I love, Gretch, is that Mindy wouldn't have wanted some big, showy, jumbotron kind of proposal.
No.
But she would absolutely appreciate something really thoughtful. And this was romantic and thoughtful. And as you said, showed that he really knows her.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, gold star for Josh.
And then for Mindy, for thinking to frame it, because I think that's a very cool. I always like it when things are framed as well as like a poster or a piece of art or something, when there's an item. Somehow I always find that to be really, really interesting. It's so cool. Okay, so I'll put the photo in the show notes if anybody wants to see that. It's so fun. Yeah. It's so nice of Mindy to let us know.
Yes, and Gretch, side note, bonus hack. You've talked a lot lately about everyday creativity.
Yeah.
And once again, this is an example of everyday creativity.
Absolutely, absolutely. Love it.
All right, Gretch, finally, what is our quotation this week?
Long-standing friendship can be sustained by shared memories or just by habit, but new ones need some impetus. That's from Whiston and Chester by Thecla Clark. And Elizabeth, that reminds me of how we sometimes talk about it can be easier to make friends by working on a project together rather than just socializing.
Yes. And it's also fitting since Mindy is such an old friend.
Yes. Yes.
Long-standing friendship.
That's true. So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I am feeling more happier. Thank you to Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Threads, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Gretchen, you know, speaking of cards and such, you and I have the ongoing thank you note debate, and Mindy is one of our most strident pro thank you note people.
Well, she loves her stationery.
I guess that all goes together.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that debate in a while.
It's always just lurking below the surface.
Absolutely. From the Onward Project. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.